from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his opponents at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons in response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA the process of imposing sanctions on North Korea is complicated.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. The United Nations says at least 25 people were killed and some 120 others wounded in last month's attack on a United Nations civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says its partners have rapidly mobilized staff and supplies for the camp's expanding needs since the attack. Some 47,000 people have taken refuge in the camp from South Sudan's ongoing civil war. This is VOA News. Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting airstrikes on Syrian hospitals and medical facilities to make it easier for pro-Assad forces on the ground advancing on northern Aleppo. Amnesty International's broadside against Russia and Syria came as the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said a 6-day-old partial ceasefire in the civil war is largely holding, but not entirely.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued, including parts of Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Damascus. But they're being contained.
The UN envoy is in Geneva meeting with a monitoring task force led by the U.S. and Russia. He said peace talks to help end the 5-year-old Syrian civil war will resume next week as scheduled, because the end of hostilities appears to be holding. The European Union Council president, meantime, is warning migrants against moving toward Europe. Henry Ridgewell has details.
Arriving in Athens Thursday for emergency talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, European Council President Donald Tusk gave a stark warning to potential migrants thinking of travelling to Europe.
Wherever you are from, do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers.
The United Nations estimates that more than half of the arrivals in Greece are fleeing war in Syria or Iraq, legitimate refugees rather than economic migrants. Henry Ridgewell, London.
China says it will increase its defense spending by 7-8% this year, following years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, Beijing increased its military spending by just over 10%, bringing it to $136 billion. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to suspend the process of relocating a U.S. Marine base on the island of Okinawa. Abe is accepting a court-mediated proposal to halt the work and instead pursue negotiations with the local government contesting his plans. Abe's government wants to relocate the Marines' airbase to a less populated part of Okinawa where other U.S. military facilities are located. Local authorities want it off the island altogether. U.S. astronaut Scott Kelly, who returned March 1st from nearly a year aboard the International Space Station, is now just over 5 centimeters taller than his identical twin brother, Mark. That's one of the first preliminary findings of the effects of long-term exposure to zero gravity on the human body. Astronauts often get taller in space because, of course, the discs in the human spine get slightly less compressed due to gravity on Earth. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.